Hello, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Analyst Business Call. On behalf of your affection, this is Rabbi Edgar Posey, filling in for us. The daily call began 4 years ago today as a response to the pandemic, and it since evolved to serve as a daily pause for our day, an opportunity to convene together from around the world, stop and pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. I wanted to just add as well that now we mark 180 days while our hostages are in captivity, and indeed the world gathered to watch just a few moments ago as the Orthodox Union led a coalition of many, many friends of Israel delivering 180,000 letters to President Biden, a campaign that you were likely part of, and we want to thank all those who joined in taking action on this important call. Thank you, Israel, so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, Yom Rivi, 24th day of the month of Adar Sheni. On behalf of VOU, my esteemed honor, welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Dr. Avraham Najibi of the OU JLIC West Coast in Los Angeles, California. He will share Dibur Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Najibi slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishabeach L'Tzahal, and the Mishabeach L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are tragically held captive. We will conclude in Mishabeach L'Cholim. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can easily subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Dr. Najibi.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Posey, for that introduction. I want to thank everyone for logging in today. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. I want to thank Rabbi Herman for inviting me again, as well as Rabbi Posey, to share with you a few words of Torah, Bichut, Am Yisrael, all of our dear soldiers, and all the captives. So as you all know, we're currently studying the book of Vayikra, which is also known by a lesser name, Torat Kohanim, in English. It's really translated to Leviticus, which means the laws of the Levim. The way I like to think about this, the book of Vayikra, is that if the latter part of the book of Shemot describes the anatomy or the structure of the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash, then the book of Vayikra would be describing the physiology or the day-to-day movements and the functions of the Mishkan. Now, at times it's really a challenge, as I'm sure everyone has noticed these days when the Torah is taken out and it's read. It's really a challenge sometimes to fully engage and relate to the content of Sefer Vayikra, since obviously the concept of animal sacrifices is one that's somewhat removed from our world now. At the same time, when you think about the placement of this Sefer, of Sefer Vayikra, among the five books of Moses, it should immediately become very obvious that Sefer Vayikra is the third book. There are two books before it, and there will be two books after it. So if you were to imagine these five books sitting next to each other, the book of Vayikra sits right in the middle. It's as if Hashem is trying to tell us that this is the pivot point, this is the hinge around which all of Torah turns. So then it's really worthwhile for us to try to understand something deeper about Ma'aseh Korbanot, and I hope to be able to do that over the next couple of minutes. So Rav Schwab, Shimon Schwab, in his phenomenal work, Ma'ayon Bet HaShoeva, has a beautiful comment, which I saw last week, and it really changed the way I think about Korbanot, and I think about the entire book of Vayikra. It really brings the Sefer Vayikra to life. It's actually a piece, like I said, on Parshat Tzav, but it's really relevant to the entire book of Vayikra. Rav Schwab brings a Rashi that goes off on the word Tzav, which means to command. And he says that Tzav is a call to action, not just for that generation, for the generation of the Midbar, for the generation that lived with the Mishkan, but also for all coming generations, to be very, very careful with Ma'aseh Korbanot. Now, what is it about Korbanot that, you know, we have to be careful about? It seems like Rashi is saying that something about Korbanot applies ledorot, for all generations, and that includes our generation. So Rav Schwab offers the most important aspect of a Korban, and he says that the most important aspect of a Korban is actually the intentions or the kavanot that a person needs to have when he's bringing the korban. If a korban is offered without proper kavanot, without proper thoughts, this can potentially render the korban invalid, such as in the case of pigul. Now, we know that in our life, in our days, we don't have korbanot anymore, and instead, what we do is we daven. So tefillah has replaced korbanot. And perhaps, I was thinking, this explains the challenge of having proper kavanot and concentrations when we daven. Sometimes you start Shmoneh Esrei, you take 3 steps back, and before you know it, you're landing in some different country and your thoughts are not where they're supposed to be. Perhaps this is a leftover of the challenge of bringing korbanot with the proper kavanot. At the end of the day, they're trying to achieve the same thing. Rav Schwab says that this actually was the underlying sin of the Jewish people in the first temple era. He says that they cared really a lot about the details of the laws. They cared a lot about how to bring korbanot, and they brought their very best animals for any sacrifice they had to bring. However, what was missing from the first temple was unfortunately the crucial ingredients of kavanah, or deep intention, or the hitzlahavut, kind of like a body without a soul. While the Jews in the second temple era, they realized the importance of intentions, they realized how important it is to connect to Hashem in an emotional level as well as the physical, and they actually did really well in that department. But they may have been lacking in the physical aspect, specifically bringing their best animals, and therefore we would call that a soul, or maybe I should say a ghost without a body. And unfortunately, in both cases, the first temple and the second temple, neither one, the temple did not last, neither one of them last, because in order for something to be permanent in this world, both the physical vessel and the spiritual light or the spiritual soul need to be present at the same time. So if this was applied to our day-to-day lives, every tefillah and every mitzvah requires these two ingredients, a proper focus, or in the case of mitzvot, attention to the details, the physical details of the mitzvah creates the body or the vessel of the mitzvah. And then it's time to infuse it with hitzlahavut, deep emotions that will animate the mitzvah and therefore have the proper effect in our lives and in the world in general. I want to thank all of you for listening. And at this time, we're going to go on with reciting Tehillim chapter 20. למנצח מזמור לדוד, יענך אדוני ביום צרה, ויסגף השם ליעקב, ישלח עזרך מקודש ומציון יסעדך, יפקור כל מלכותך ועולתך ידשן סלע, ייתן לך חלבבך וכל עצתך ימלא, מרננה בשבועתך, ושם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותך, אתה ידעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמר עוד שוב, בגבור עוד ישע ימינו, אל לב הרכב, אל לב הסוסים. ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם הקראו ונפלו, ואנחנו גם נמי תודעת. אדוני, הושיע המלך, יעננו ביום קוראנו. פרק כף גימל, 23. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לא אכפר, בין עוד דשא ירביצני, על מי מנוחות ינהלני, נפשי ישוב אביינכני, במעגלי סדק למען שמו. גם כי אלך בגי תלמובד, לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשנתך, המה ינחמוני. תערוך לפני שולחן נגד צורריי, ישנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב החסד ידפוני כל מי חיי. ושבתי בבית אדוני, לאורך ימים. Go on with Tehillim 121, Kuf Kaf Gimel. Kuf Kaf Aleph. Shir Lamalo, Tesai Nail Harim Ein, Yobo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Ose Shemaim Aret, Al Yitan Lamod Raglecha, Al Yanum Shomrecha, Hine Lo Yanum Elo Yishan, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Silecha, Al Yanim Necha, Yoma Meshemesh Liakeka, Vyareach Balayla, Adonai Yishmorecha Mikol Ra, Yishmoret Nafshecha, Adonai Yishmoret Tepecha Uvecha Ma'ata, Ve'ad Olam. Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed, 130. Kirama lo mima makim karakticha Adonai, Adonai shema bekoli tihena uznecha kashuvo nerol tachanunai. Im avonot tishmor ya Adonai mi'amot ki imecha selicha. Na'an tivare, kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi velidvaro hachaleti. Nafshi l'Adonai, shomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yechel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed. Va'avei mofedut, v'hu yifteit Yisrael mikol avonotav. Tehillim, Kuf Membes, 142. Maskil David lihiyot haba ma'ara tefila, kol yel Adonai ezak, kol yel Adonai ezchanan. Mishloch lefanav sichi, sarati, lefanav agid, veita tefala yeruchi, ata yadata, netivati baorach zu. Alef tam nufach li, abed yamin urev, ein li makir avad manos mimeni, en doresh ila nafshi. Zaakti elecha, Adonai, amarti, אתה מחסי חלקי בארץ החיים, הקשיבה אל רינתי, כי דלותי מאוד, הצילני מרוצפי, כי אמצו ממני, הוציאה ממסכן נפשי, להודד את שמך, ביחתי וצדיקים תגמול עליי. I'm going to recite אחינו together. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוציאם מסרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשיבוד לגאולה, השתה בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. ונושא משברך כבוד החיילים. מי שברך אבותינו אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, הוא יברך את חיילי צבא הגנה לישראל, ואנשי כוחות הביטחון העומדים על משמר ארצנו, וערי אלוהינו, מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מרום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים, ניתן אדוני את אויבינו הרמים עלינו, ניגפים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם. ידבר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחטא ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויקוים בהם, הכתוב כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, להילחם לכם, עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר, אמן. Finally, we will say, we're going to say, משברך for the שבויים, for the captives. משברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, יוסף, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה. הוא יברך וישמור וינצור את נעדרי צבא הגנה לישראל ושבויה, ואת כל אחינו הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, בעבור שכל הקהל הקדוש הזה מתפלל בעבורם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, יוציאם חושך וצל מוות, ומוסרותיהם ינתק ומצפוקותיהם יושיעם, וישיבם מהרה לחק ממשפחותיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו ונפלאותיו לבני אדם. מבוים בהם מברע שכתוב, ופתיעי אדוני ישובון, ובאו ציון ברינה, ושמחת עולם על ראשם, ששון ושמחה יציגו, ונעשו יגון מהנחה, ונאמר, אמן. And now we're going to say, משבח בית החולים, with a 30-second pause for insertion of names. מי שברך אבותינו, אברהם, יצחק ויעקב, משה ואהרון, דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפא את הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם ולהרפותם ולהחזיקם ולהחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לרמח שאיבריהם ושתגידיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ופרד הגוף, השתא בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Dafi Najibi, for inspiring us with those beautiful words and that tefillah. Please, everyone, join us here tomorrow, join us at the Daily Tehillim call tomorrow, Thursday, as we join for our next scheduled program with Natali Herman back, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll pause once again to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world. Thank you for joining.